February 22nd, 2006, junior year, 5-day weekend. Oh yeah. So last night was fun. I drank exactly 10 shots. Joe, Evan, Jesse, and myself, of course, fucking kicked it. It was really tight. I just want to be closer to our class. Sophomore girls are attacking my class. It's very annoying, but it's okay. I'm trying. Oh God, I have to start over.
Episode 5, dude.
Time to cast my cards back.
Dude, this is about to get
bomb.
And we're back with Lily's High School Journal, Season 2, Episode 5. Thank you for tuning in. We don't have a lot of time to waste because there are so many journal entries to read, so I'm going to go ahead and just jump right in to Lily's Journals from High School. Five-day weekend. Oh, yeah. So last night was fun. I drank exactly 10 shots. Joe, Evan, and Jesse, and myself, of course, fucking kicked it. It was really tight. I just want to be closer to our class. Sophomore girls are attacking my class. It's very annoying, but it's okay. I'm not trying to hook up with any of those boys. Well, except Sam, I guess, but not really, even. He's going out with Stephanie, though, so yeah, probably not. Tonight, I am bringing Lacey to capture the flag at Laurelhurst Park. Toby will probably be there. But I'm probably not even going to see him. That's chill, though. I don't think he likes me. I just got out of the shower. I love feeling pretty, but I don't right now. It's just like that feeling, you know, it's good. My life is unwritten. I am unwritten. Can't read my mind. I'm undefined. Let the sun illuminate the words you cannot find. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. Live your life with arms wide open. Natasha Bedingfield. Okay, so it's a gay song, but I would like to live my life like that. Love, Lily. February 25th. I love Mexican food. My notebook smells like incense. Toby doesn't talk to me. Ridiculous. Tomorrow is the winter formal dance. I am so excited. I hope things really just start to work. Love, Lily. February 26, 2006. Okay, so last night was winter formal. It was so fucking fun. I enjoyed it very, very much. I was drunk as fuck. Scott was there. I danced with Joe, Sam, Sean Mooney, Colin Still, Jeremy, Austin, Ben, Scott Moore, Ross, and Toby's friend. I don't know. I am so fucking sore today. I was probably in a constant run last night. That's what I do when I am faded. I run. Toby's sister was there.
I tripped. Haha. She looked cute. Love, Lily. February 26, again. Damn, I feel kind of funny about the way I was dancing last night. Pretty much, I was being a slut. I feel funny in front of Scott anyways, only because he really knows who I am. He knows the real me. I am all sick and shit. I think I'm pretty okay, myself I mean. Rajabeen is just sleeping like a little baby. I expect people to be nice. I mean, I'm kind of funny looking, but I like it. I don't like mean people, and I don't want to keep bad friends. I'm trying to be closer to Morgan for my own sake. Rajabeen is my own personal lamb, and I love him with all my heart. I worked so hard for him, and he's way more than I expected, in the good sense. Love, Lily. March 1st, junior year. Okay, I am hella sick. I got super drunk last night from Mardi Gras. Yes, today is a Wednesday. Anyways, so I'm already all fucked up off cough medicine, like in a haze. So then I start drinking, get drunk hella fast, don't remember shit. I'm all fucked up. I hate not remembering stuff. Apparently, I made out with Joe Sponsler? Huh. I guess he told Laura he actually likes me? Oh, wow. Lacey told Toby to talk to me. What? I don't even know. Ah! It's like I don't even have a voice. Laura was mean. She's all, ooh, fool. Joe Sponsler? Nuh-uh. You're sick. And then she's all, oh, my God. You miss so much hella hard stuff in physics. Why would you drink? You're already sick. Ugh. That kind of stuff, just giving me a hard time. Anyways, I was so hungover today, I was struggling. Ugh. Jesus, I want some Fruit Loops. Bomb, I want me some Toby. Ah ha 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 ha. Yes, some Toby. So cute. Anyways, I love unicorns. Celeste is coming to Cleveland tomorrow to pick me up. I'm hella excited. Toby! Love, Lily. It's March 6, I think. Okay, so, oh yeah, I'm going to yoga with my mom soon. So I was thinking about myself. Weird. How come some humans are bigger than others? Like, Marcus Dyer could literally kill me. One strike and I'd be down for good. I want to make a boy love me, just like the Supremes. Oh yeah. Today, in physics, Toby and I were the last two people to leave because we are working on the physics problems, sharing a calculator, if you get what I mean. Haha, it was really good. Stoned love. Love, Lily. March 9th. So things have been progressing well with Tobias. I went to a physics lecture. I really want to do well on my physics test tomorrow. Please, please, please. Ugh. So last night, I had a dream that Toby kissed me. I was so fucking happy. Anyways, it wasn't real. He's perfect. So perfect. I called him a liar today, and I didn't mean to. I can see him being easily offended. Fuck. I just really want him to like me. Maybe he has a girlfriend. God. It seemed so easy in my dream. I'm not even going to get to see him this weekend. Ugh. Fuck. I wish my dream were true. I wonder what would happen if I just kissed him. I don't know. It kind of seemed like he likes me, but I'm so bad at that. I'll just have to see how it goes, I suppose. I like to think I'm aware of how the people around me are feeling. This is a really good quality in my mind. I'm not sure if it's really true, though, but I like to think it, you know? I am nice. I want to be nice. I'm different. I'm chill as fuck. Here are the reasons Toby should like me. 1. my bombness. 2, smartness. 3, nerdiness. 4, we have a connection. 5, he's a big eye contactor, and I am too. 6, holds such good eye contact, it's intense. 7, I am obsessed with him. 8, we would have fun together. 9, we could read together. 10, I would be gentle with him. 11, we're the same, sexually. 12, we both have good bangs. 13, I would enjoy his company no matter what. 14, I think he makes me happy. 15, I want to be more like him. 16, we could do homework together. Love, Lily. Dear Ed, I promised I would write you while you're in jail. I'm sorry it took so long. I just got home from seeing Get Rich or Die Trying. Yes, the 50 Cent movie. I was upset because they never explain why his name is 50 Cent. That's pretty much the only reason I wanted to see the movie. I can't decide if I like him or not. Probably not. I think I'll just stick to Journey. Keep it chill, you know? Ha. Huh. Well, Mikey said you called him, and I heard your time got cut a little. That's good. You don't deserve any time. Rajabeen has not grown. He's just fluffier. I hope it's nothing like the jail in that movie, but they make everything more dramatic. I'm sure you're keeping your head up. Love, Lily.
Who is this guy? Just some guy in jail that you write letters to?
Yeah, he was like friends with my friends.
He sounds awesome.
March 12th, Sunday. I'm about to go make a cake with Erica. I did a grip of homework, but I still have a lot to do. Last night, I got drunk with Sarah Karimi. I mean, what? What? Weird. Oh, and Ben, her boyfriend. He thinks I'm bomb. I know this because he told me. Fuck prejudgments people have on other people. They aren't chill. Sarah is tight. Lacey is tight. Lacey was there too. It was so funny. Sarah goes, yeah, we've got it all. The chill girl points at Lacey. The hot girl points at herself. And the chill hot girl points at me. What? Oh my God. Of course, that was kind of a weird, maybe fucked up thing. I'm watching Desperate Housewives, about to go to sleep. Toby is very cute. I can't wait to see him. I hope he feels the same. Love, Lily.
Is it as good as you remember?
No.
March 13th, 2006. Rajabeen is humping my stuffed animal. So here I am. It's before school. I am very bored. I feel really pretty right now. Sometimes that just happens. It's good. Anyways, I wonder if this will be a good day. I hope so. I really don't like bad days, when things just don't go well. Like when Andy Johnson throws a snowball at you. Yeah, fuck that. He is fucking faulty as fuck. Love, Lily. March 13th, 5 p.m. I am waiting for dinner. It's some sort of soup bomb. So, you know, above how I wrote that I hoped it would be a good day today? Well, yeah, it really wasn't. Laura, aka Fucker, didn't go to school today. I went to all my classes, and they were all very boring, and then came physics. So, as you know, I just really enjoy Toby's presence. He wasn't there. It upset me. Anyways, then I had a hella headache. I got a 46 out of 100 on this physics test that I worked really, really hard at. I studied so much. Man, fuck. Then we had this thing to do, and I did it totally wrong. And ugh, now I'm waiting to get drunk with Lacey and Sarah Karimi. I have no clothes. I don't know what to do. I am very against stealing now. Everyone always steals from new seasons at lunchtime, and I'm just like, no, no fucking way. Toby, 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 Toby. I wonder what he did today. Is he sick? Maybe he's at a funeral. Maybe that's why he didn't come to school. Who died? Oh my God, what's happening? I just need to get faded because everyone is just annoying me so much today / right now. I was just looking forward to seeing Toby and he wasn't there. Ugh. Love, Lily.
All right, that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 5 of Lily's High School Journal Podcast. And I am really sorry that it took me so long to put this episode out. I am going to have a lot more time to be putting more episodes out, and there is still a fucking ton of journal entries to read. So stay tuned, keep tabs on us, and we'll be back with more episodes soon. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.